the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast. This is Eric Larson, and today joining me once again is Nolan Stapleton.
Glad to be here.
This week we had a substantial amount of rainfall as aftermath of Hurricane Barry, I guess. So we've certainly recharged and replenished soil moisture throughout a lot of the state, and that may finish the crop off as far as irrigation needs, particularly for a lot of our early March planted corn. But something we need to stay on top of, and certainly something that we need to continue scouting the crop over the few weeks as the crop matures and finishes out this growing season.
How can we tell how mature the crop is?
Well, in general, to start off with, we monitor the milk line development to determine how mature the crop is. And in general terms, what we've noticed thus far is that we're about 5 days behind where we normally are. So instead of a lot of the corn reaching physiological maturity in late July, this year it may be the first week of August. But also we have a lot of crop planted over a lot wider time frame this year. Not only do we have crop planted in the latter part of March, but we've got corn planted throughout April and well into the month of May throughout much of the state. So we're going to have some late maturing corn this year that we still need to scout and potentially still may need to irrigate. So we need to look at that milk line development.
What would be the best way to assess the milk line on the crop?
We put a new article on the Crop Situation blog, which you should probably look at because it can show you pictures and explain that in detail. But what you need to do is sample random ears out of the field. Take an ear or take multiple ears and break them in half. Take the top half of the ear and turn it over and look at the cross section of the ear. And you can see a color differentiation in the kernels starting at the kernel tip that is dark yellow. Partway down the ear, you'll find a transition to a buttery, dull, much lighter colored yellow. That's where the milk line or the hard starch line is at on that kernel. And corn kernels mature from the outside of the kernel to the cob over about a 24-day period. So if that milk line is, say, halfway through the corn kernel, that means you've got about 12 days left to go to physiological maturity. If it's only a quarter of the way through the kernel, obviously you got a little bit longer to go to reach physiological maturity. And we should start seeing some corn that, you know, is halfway through the kernel or slightly more at this time frame. So we still got, you know, probably 10 or 12, 15 days to go on a lot of that early March planted corn and considerably longer on our much later planted corn. It may not even have the milk line moving yet if the corn hasn't truly reached that dense stage.
Other than assessing maturity of the crop, what are some other issues we should be scouting for right now?
Probably the primary things is from a pest development standpoint, is diseases. We know that there's some southern rust that has been identified, particularly in some of the bordering states back to the east from us and in parts of South Mississippi. This recent storm probably is going to, you know, you might say, move it up through the state as well. So the humid conditions, warm conditions, diseases like southern rust are a potentially damaging disease, and certainly the environmental conditions are relatively conducive to its development right now. So we need to stay on top of that and see if it is developing and if necessary, you know, whether we need to take preventative measures to limit its likelihood of reducing crop yield.
Are there any particular pests or nutrient deficiencies we need to be looking for in the crop now?
Well, nutrient deficiencies is probably the number two thing we need to be looking for. With all the rainfall that we've had this year, that really stresses the nitrogen relations in the soil. Nitrogen is a nutrient that is relatively mobile in the soil and very prone to losses given excessive soil moisture throughout the profile. And we've certainly had that throughout the growing season at various times this year. So what I think is very important to do is go out and field scout your fields or potentially follow that up with tissue sampling to see if the nitrogen that was applied early in the season was sufficient to carry the crop to physiological maturity. if we had substantial losses through the season, we potentially can start to see some deficiencies occur at this time period of the year, and they're actually a lot more likely to occur right now than what they would have been earlier in the season. So not something that we necessarily need to address this year, but knowing how the crop responded to our program this year, and the program includes a lot more than just how much nitrogen was applied. The losses depend greatly on when we applied the nitrogen, how we applied the nitrogen, and what nitrogen source was applied. If we took care of things, then the crop still should be in good shape, but there is a stronger likelihood than normal that losses may have occurred, and we need to do things a little bit differently next year in order to improve crop response. So that's something that is high priority to see if we can do a better job of by field scouting our crop right now.
Is there anything else we should be aware of prior to maturity?
Well, I would scout our fields and look for evidence of wind damage. Wind damage, as we approach physiological maturity, can lay corn stalks on the ground or cause lodging, particularly root lodging. And as the corn approaches physiological maturity, those ears get real heavy. The leaves are still green, and if we get some high winds, it can lay the corn on the ground. So whether it's from Hurricane Barry or some upcoming storms, that's one thing that the crop is quite vulnerable to. The other thing we can do is evaluate hybrid plots before harvest. I would like to encourage folks or make folks aware that we are going to have some field days associated with some of our corn hybrid demonstration plots over the next several weeks and into early August. So stay aware of some of your local programs, and some of our county agents, particularly in East Mississippi, are planning some events. So please take part of those if you have the opportunity to do so. And on that note, that concludes some of the important things that we need to be doing this time of year. I would reiterate that, yes, there is some important things that we can learn and very valuable, I guess, to scout the crop right up to physiological maturity, whether it's determining irrigation needs, scouting for diseases, looking for nutrient deficiencies. All these things are very important. So if you need any further help, feel free to contact us. Otherwise, thanks again for joining us for another edition of the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.